Todd Gurley, running back, University of Georgia.
So Brett Green, video guy at Georgia, who used to be here, told me at the Senior Bowl that you reminded him of Fred Taylor. And I took a step, whoa, that's high praise. What does that mean to you?
I think Brett just trying to be nice. He's looking out for me for sure. But, I mean, that means a lot, you know, for a guy that worked with this organization. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't lie to you guys. I mean, especially from, you know, being, you know, partners with y'all. But it means a lot, you know, for a guy like Brett to say that about me. And Fred was a great guy, great running back, especially for the Jaguars over his career. So.
Well, what he was really saying was that combination of size and speed. Because you're not just a speed guy. I can tell by the guns. You'll put your shoulder down and go after it, right?
Yes, sir. You know, I don't have the biggest upper body in the world, but I'm definitely working on it. And, you know, I think a lot of people underestimate my speed. And, you know, that's where I come into fact that sometimes.
Well, for some of our younger viewers, the comparison's also been made that you run like Marshawn Lynch. What does that mean to you?
I'm an aggressive runner. You know, as you can tell, Marshawn's aggressive running. I'm not nowhere like Marshawn, not yet, trying to get on his level. But, I'm a very, you know, play with a lot of energy, you know, passion, and, you know, I don't like to go down at all.
So you had to sit out 4 games last year. How difficult was that for you?
Oh man, it sucked, you know, just for me making a dumb mistake, you know, from my freshman and sophomore year, and, you know, and it coming back to haunt me, you know, this past year. You know, I was felt like I was having a great year, you know, one of the best years of my career at Georgia, and for me not being able to play, it hurted me, you know, not being able to go to the games. I was able to practice, but I mean, you know, you're not going to play, and it was definitely tough.
So you were probably really eager to get out on that field the first game back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, amped up?
I was happy. I was like, man, I was
top of the world.
Super happy.
And then you tear your ACL. Take me through that. When that happened, did you know that it was the ACL? And what was your first thought like? Star-crossed?
Nah, I didn't know it was my ACL. I thought we was running like a power play. I had to bounce it out, and then I just seen the open hole and cut. So I just thought I kind of like hyperextended my knee, and, you know, I got up, walked it off, and then I was like, yeah, I should be fine. And I get over there, and then like, yeah, you tore your ACL. And I kind of chuckled. I kind of laughed like, it's another bump in the road. For me anyway, you know, this year is just not my year, and it's just something I got to overcome.
Did you think about the NFL immediately?
No, that wasn't even on my mind. Like,
really?
Yeah, NFL, nothing. I was just ready to have surgery and start back rehabbing.
So how is the knee right now?
It's doing good, man. You know, just from doing a lot of visits and doing rehab, so it couldn't be doing, you know, much better than it's doing now, just being on the road all the time and still rehabbing.
Are you at least enjoying this process of flying around and meeting people and going through it? Are you ready for it to be done and get onto football?
Yeah, kind of sort. I'm definitely enjoying it. Just going to meet, you know, all these GMs, different coaches, you know, Hall of Fame players and stuff like that. It's good. But, you know, for me being in my situation I'm in now, I'd rather much be rehabbing. But, you know, the visits are important too, just so you can, you know, get the face-to-face conversation with, you know, the coaches and the GMs and stuff like that.